So let's review. Today's daf begins by discussing the concept of ikar and tefil, primary and secondary foods. Later in the daf, the Gemara discusses which foods require birchas hamazon to be said after eating them, the text of ala michya and ala peres, and the bracha of bar nefashas. The first mishnah on the daf introduces us to the idea of ikar v'tefil, meaning that if you plan to eat two foods, one of which is really secondary to the other, the rule is kol shehu ikar v'imay tefela. You only make a bracha on the ikar, meaning the primary food, but not on the tefil, which is the secondary food. The Mishnah gives us an example of someone who eats bread after something salty. The salty food is the ikar, and the bread is considered tefil and therefore does not require any bracha. The Gemara, however, goes on to explain that bread would only be considered tefil to salty food in an extreme case, such as peiros genuser, the unusually sweet fruits of the Yam Kinneret region. Those fruits were so sweet that they had to be eaten with salt and were so delicious that even bread could be considered tefil to them. That leads the Gemara to describe how various chachamim could eat large amounts of peiros genuser without becoming full. The Gemara then goes on to talk about the incredible fruitfulness of another place in Eretz Yisrael, the town of Har HaMelech, which produced an amazing amount of figs and pigeons. The Gemara also mentions another amazing town in Eretz Yisrael, in which 80 sets of brothers who were kahanim married 80 sets of sisters who were also kahanos, the daughters of Kahanim. The Gemara ends its discussion of this Mishnah with the observation that no meal is complete without salt or salty foods and without soup. The next Mishnah takes up the question of which foods require birchas hamazon to be said after them. Ochla navim uteinim urimayim. If someone ate grapes, figs, or pomegranates, in other words, fruits from the Shivas Haminim, the seven species that the Torah mentions in its praise of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah brings three views, Rabbi Gamliel, the Chacham, and Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Gamliel, not only bread, but also any of the Shivas Haminim require birchas hamazon. According to the Chacham, however, only bread requires the full birchas hamazon. After eating the other Shivas Haminim, you only need to say Baruch Achas Mein Shalos, the one bracha condensed version of birchas hamazon that we usually refer to as ala michya or ala peres. Rabbi Kiva has a third view. He says that even vegetables require birchas hamazon, provided that we eat them as a meal. The halacha, of course, goes according to the Chacham, so we bench only on bread. The same Mishnah also discusses what bracha to make on water. The Tanakhama says, Shahakol Nibidvar. However, Tarfin says, it's Bar Nefashas Rabbis V'Chastroinen. We're used to think of Bar Nefashas as a bracha achroina, a bracha for after eating. But according to Rabbi Tarfin, it is the bracha before drinking water. The Gemara begins by explaining the basis for the opinions of Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham. Again, Rabbi Gamliel says that all the Shivas Haminim require birchas hamazon, but the Chacham say that it's only said for bread. The Gemara explains that both opinions are based on the three psukim which are the source for birchas hamazon. The first pasuk mentions the Shivas Haminim. Eretz chitu, se'ira, v'gefen, v'te'ina, v'rimoin, a land of wheat and barley and grapes and all of the Shivas Haminim. The next pasuk mentions bread. Eretz asher lo v'miskeinus toicha b'lechem, a land in which you will eat bread without poverty. And the third pasuk mentions the mitzvah of birchas hamazon. V'yichalta v'savata uvirachta. Gamliel holds that the pasuk about benching refers back to all the psukim that came before, meaning both bread and the rest of the Shivas Haminim. The Chacham, on the other hand, hold that since the first two psukim are separated by the repetition of the word eretz, a land, it means that the last pasuk, which has the mitzvah of birchas hamazon, refers just to the pasuk immediately before it, eretz asher lo v'miskeinus toicha b'lechem, the pasuk about bread, but it does not go all the way back to the Shivas Haminim. Gamliel responds that the interruption of Eretz is just to teach that you don't bench on every kind of wheat, only when it's made into bread or cereal, but not if you're eating whole kernels. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara presents the complete text of Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, or Ala Michya, grains, and for Ala Peres, fruit. The Gemara is at first not sure how the Bracha of Ala Peres should conclude. We're used to the Bracha ending, Ala Eretz of Ala Peres, which makes sense because Eretz Yisrael and fruit are the major themes of the Bracha. However, the Gemara raises the issue that we have a rule that the chasima, the final ending of a bracha, has to be limited to one theme. But ala aretz v'ala peres sounds like two themes. However, the Gemara concludes that it's still proper to end the bracha with ala aretz v'ala peres, because the two ideas, eretz and peres, are connected, because it's the land that produces the fruit. The Gemara compares this to the way that we end the middle bracha of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim. Hashem sanctifies the Jewish people and Rosh Chodesh. That also sounds like two ideas, but it's really not. Because it is the Jewish people that established the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh since they determine when Rosh Chodesh is. Having established that the bracha ends with Eretz and Peiros, the Gemara makes a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and elsewhere. In Eretz Yisrael, the correct formula is Al Eretz v'al Peiros Seha. We bless Hashem for the land, meaning the land of Eretz Yisrael, and for its fruits, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael that we just ate. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, the bracha ends Al Eretz v'al Peiros. We thank Hashem for the land of Eretz Yisrael and for the fruits that we ate. Up to now, we've been talking about grains and other members of the seven species. What about foods that are neither grains nor any of the seven species? We're all used to the halacha that the bracha achroina after everything else is bar nefesh shavuos. However, the Gemara at the beginning of Amud Beis tells us that it's not so simple and presents us to a three-way machlokes between Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Papa. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi holds that only meat and eggs require bar nefesh, but after eating vegetables or after drinking water, you don't need to say a bracha achroina at all. Rav Yitzchak holds that you say bar nefesh even after vegetables, and Rav Papa holds that you should say the bracha achroina of bar nefesh even after just drinking water. The Gemara then quotes a braisa which says that everything that needs a bracha achroina needs a bracha rishoina. But some things need a bracha rishoina, but they don't need a bracha achroina. Now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi, that could mean vegetables and water. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it could at least mean water. But how will Rav Papa explain this braisa? According to him, all food need a bracha achroina. The Gemara answers that according to Rav Papa, the braisa could be referring to mitzvahs, which have a bracha beforehand but not after. However, the Gemara points out that in Eretz Yisrael, they had a bracha for after mitzvah too. Namely, they would say the bracha of Lishma Chukav after they took off their tefillin. The Gemara therefore concludes that the braisa refers to Birchas Areach. The bracha one says on aromas, there is a bracha Rishoina for aroma, but no bracha afterwards. Having mentioned eggs, the Gemara then talks about how nutritious they are. In fact, says the Gemara, ounce for ounce, eggs are the most nutritious food. The Gemara takes up Reb Kiva's view in the Mishnah, that one benches even on vegetables if he ate them as a meal. The Gemara wonders which vegetables are eaten as a meal, and explains that he is referring to cabbage stalks. The Gemara brings proof to this from a braisa that lists numerous types of foods and their benefits. Included there is cabbage stalks. The Gemara then goes on to examine in detail each of the items listed in that braisa along with their benefits. Moving on to the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the end of the Mishnah, which said v'hashoisa mayim litzimai, that you make a bracha on water when you drink it litzimai, because you're thirsty. The Gemara explains that means as opposed to someone who takes a drink of water because something is stuck in his throat, in which case no bracha is needed. Finally, the Gemara concludes this paragraph with a discussion of the machlekes between the Tanakhama and Reb Tarfon about what bracha to say before drinking water, shahakal or bar nefashes. And the Gemara says that the halacha follows the common practice, which Rashi says means shahakal before and bar nefashes after, which is of course our practice too.